Okay.
As to the solar panel, I think it's
follow me more or 6 o'clock.
Fine.
This meeting is set up to get information and give it, in other words, give you information on the recycling. The town does how it does it, what it costs, and Bill's kind of a thing here, you can read off to you. And then we've got Paul Tomasi, who's head of the waste district. And John and CSW, okay, John's our postman, keeps the numbers. So, Bill, you want?
Yeah. Okay, before, if anyone.
Oh, wait a minute. Any good questions? We're going to go through everybody once. Anybody can ask questions once? There's no, no. Next time they want to ask a question, everybody has to have had a chance to ask a question. Then they can go back to, in other words, keeping it so that everybody gets a chance to get in and have a question. The second question, not all the words, in case, you know, there's probably nobody will have that one question. So we're going to try to do that. Is that all right? I mean, that sounds good?
Okay, there's a few more people coming in, so rather than have to repeat it, I'll wait for them to get in here.
Thank you, John.
Okay, before anyone speaks, they must identify themselves so that Elaine has it on the record. We're having this meeting tonight because every time on Selectman's meeting, when we talk about recycling and trash, it turns into an hour of discussion, no change in anything. And it just takes up too much of the time, so we figured tonight we'd do it and get questions and answers out there tonight. We'll be gathering information and concerns anyone might have and hopefully come up with a plan that will save raising taxes to pay for it. We can stay the way we are, but not without a tax increase. We have Paul Fancy from Waste District here to explain how other towns handle their recycling and see if their solution would work for us. Yeah, I'll skip the last line, so I guess we'll go to either Don or Paul, whoever wants to
Do the numbers first.
Yeah,
John, I think that.
Hi, John Zimmer, treasurer for the town.
Could you just wait a minute? We got people coming in, and
I certainly can.
And I can't hear past the church bells. I can't turn them off either. It'll just take a minute. Thank you.
Bells work now, though. Right, they're turned off for a while.
Okay, 6 o'clock now.
Okay, we all ready? All right, John Zimmer, treasurer for the town. We're going to be talking about just the recyclables tonight. It's taking more and more resources and more funds to keep zero sort dull. So we're interested. We're going to convey some information about what it costs us today. Some things we would like to throw out there as ideas so we can get the feedback from you folks on that. And then go back and see what we might be able to come up with. But there's a handout I gave. Right now, the town does zero sort. We do have the opportunity to do sorting. It's there today. Paul's going to talk about that a little more, but I'm going to spend more on the zero sort because that's the sheer bulk of what we do. So on the first highlighted line, in 2021, it cost $28,000 to process the recycling. For the first 6 months of this year, it's cost $33,000. That's for 6 months rather than 12. A lot of that is due to, there's really just one party in the state for the zero cycle. They raise the prices 7% every 6 months to the town. So it's going up rapidly. So, and additionally, our volume has increased sizably. If you've been down to the transfer station, we used to have four of those bins out. We've got seven of them up now. So the volume is increasing at the same time. So right now, 60% of the operating costs go to just the recycling, and the other 40% goes to the regular trash. The regular trash is at the point where it's almost breaking. The revenue we get in almost equals the cost of the trash. We're not going to talk about that, though. The thing we want to talk about is Casella is the big vendor for recycling. They handle all the zero sort. In 21, that was $5,500 for 12 months. This year, it's been $15,000 in 6 months. So that's the big vendor. That's the big party. The bulk of the costs are comprised of that, the labor to handle it, because they have to pick it up, then they have to tear the bags open to put it into the canister, and then they have to administer it. So it's labor intensive. Then we also have we split the cost. There's one day that's pick up for trash and one for recycling, but we put the cost of the truck 50-50 because it's used one day each week. So those are the three big elements. The thing we've been, as Bill alluded to, if we were to raise the taxes to cover the deficit there now, that would be a 6.5% increase just to get the transfer station to break even, just to cover the recycling. So that'd be 6.5% on top of anything else we might raise this year. That's before we raise anything else. So there's been talks about what can we do to try to address this. Again, one of the big costs is the pickup and the handling. So one idea, and this is the stuff we want to get feedback on, is drop the pickup. You have to bring your trash down to the transfer station on Saturdays or Wednesdays. The other was be...
You said trash, did you mean...
I'm sorry, recycle.
Okay.
Recycle, yeah. The other would be you could dial back the recycle pickup to every other week, so you're only doing it half as often. The other things you can do, there is the capability today to sort it yourself, bring it down, and get rid of it there. That's free for the town. If we do that, that's free for the town because Paul and NEKWMD comes and picks it up and hauls it away for us. It's when we put it in the plastic bag and we throw it into the bins that are there. That's the zero sort, and that's what's driving the cost. That's Casella, and they're the ones raising the prices, and that's where the sheer bulk, probably 90-95% of the recyclables goes today. So another thought is then you charge. If you're pitching a bag, a clear bag, into the dumpster, you charge for it. There'd be a third colored bag for recycling, potentially. The other thing we're seeing, though we can't validate this, especially in the summer, is but we do believe that it's not just Westmore residents who are putting their trash down there for free. The volume has grown much quicker than the trash volume. And that's what leads you to think that, but that we don't know. So there's things we could do there if we had stickers for town residents and you had to verify that to get in there. So those are some of the ideas that we'd like feedback on. Now, again, the simplest would be just raise the taxes 6.5% and we're done. Now, your trash cost is determined by two things.
Trash or recycle?
Recycle.
Okay. I'm just trying to say straight.
Yeah. It's comprised of two things. There's part of it, you're charged just based on your assessed value of your property, not because you use the service. So I'm a big believer that if you use the service, you pay for it. If you don't use the service, you shouldn't have to pay for it. Right now, it's baked into everybody's tax rate. It's called out on the tax bill separately every year. It's 3.67 cents per hundred this year. And that's the number we'd almost have to double to cover it. So the idea is to conserve funds there that could be spent better on road maintenance and other things around the town rather than just trash. So the other piece where recycle is we don't charge for the we don't charge for throwing it down there, but we could offset some of what's in the tax rate if we did. So we do have the opportunity. Everybody has the opportunity. If they go down, they sort it for themselves. Then if they did that and they weren't throwing it in, then they wouldn't have to pay any extra for doing what they do today if they sorted it themselves.
Before we do questions, I think we're going to have Paul kind of...
Yeah. So I would like to hear Paul. Paul
is the director of NEKWMD down in Lindenville. He's the one who's handling our sorted trash now. He does it for a lot of other towns. We invited him up to benefit from what he's seeing, what how other towns have to handle it.
Sorted recycling.
Sorted recycling.
Here. So I'm Paul Tomasi with the NEK Waste District. Just want to clarify a couple things that John mentioned. So the state of Vermont a few years back passed the law, Act 148, which kind of laid out how trash and recycling were to be handled going forward, and required that unit-based pricing be the standard for trash collection. And the reason was, I think John kind of mentioned this too, you know, if you're going to use a service, you should pay for it. And that was put in place so that people would get the signals, you know, if this is how much it costs to get rid of a bag of trash, then this is what I should be paying. The thought was that recycling would be done for free. It's not done for free. We do charge to come pick up your recyclables. It's like $59 per time that we go up there. And really doesn't even compare to what you pay for the single stream. The other way we get our revenues is a tax on trash. So for every ton of material going to the landfill, I'm embarrassed to say that I don't know what the current rate is, but it's around $25 a ton. It is the tax on trash. So we do get revenue that way. That helps us to subsidize the hauling of the recycling. It also allows us to provide things like household hazardous waste events at no additional cost to the residents. One thing that John mentioned too was about scaling back your curbside collection for recycling. Act 148 was pretty clear that if you were going to offer curbside trash collection, that you would have to offer curbside recycling. So that you weren't favoring one system over another. And so he mentioned maybe scaling that back to every other week. You technically can't do that if you're providing weekly trash pickup. What you could do, and some towns do this, is alternate weeks. One week do trash, one week do recycling. But you can't offer trash collection more frequently than your recycling. And that said, Westmore is the only town that I'm aware of in the area, certainly in the Waste Management District, that offers curbside, you know, tax-funded curbside trash and recycling services and has a drop-off facility. And so I think, you know, from a cost perspective, you know, I try and remain neutral on these things because it's not up to me. I don't pay taxes in Westmore. But it seems like the town should focus their efforts on one or the other and not both. The single stream versus source separation is kind of a separate argument. You know, and then there are other things to consider too. When I came in, I heard Bill talking about, you know, what constitutes a business. I think the state has some clarification on how that works, but most towns do not provide trash and or recycling services for their commercial customers. And commercial customers could be stores, they could be campgrounds,
restaurants,
things like that. So, you know, the theory is that those entities are collecting, you know, money, fees for their services, and they should be able to foot the bill for their own trash and recycling services. So that's something else to consider too. Bill and I talked earlier today about the possibility of the Waste District, you know, can we handle the volume of material? It wasn't that long ago that Westmore didn't have source or a single source. And so we were handling all of the recycling. Granted, I think it has gone up, but you know, we're coming to Westmore even in the summer now, maybe every other week, whereas before we would come weekly, and we could certainly come weekly if that's what the town wanted us to do. Again, our fees would go up slightly, but at $59 each time we come, you know, it's really not. We have a fee to do that so the towns don't call us and say, come get, you know, a barrel of glass and a box of cardboard. You know, we want the town, we want to have a full truck when we leave. So hopefully a small fee encouraging the town to kind of pump the brakes on that and only call us when they, when they're full. If there's anything else, you know, I guess I'm certainly more than willing to answer any questions anybody has. But the law, going back to Act 148, it was intended that your bag fee would be set to cover all your waste management costs. And that's important to note because they wanted to discourage tax-funded systems. But, you know, if you fold all your costs into your bag fee, you could be paying $7, $8, $9 a bag. But again, if you were to eliminate, let's just say, the curbside service, your bag fee wouldn't have to be nearly that much to cover the collection at the south end of the lake. You know, your costs, and this happens in a number of towns. Waterford's a good example where they usually generate about $1,000 surplus every year, and then they put that towards capital improvements over time. And so, you know, if you set your bag fee to cover your costs, then there is no tax consequence, and everybody pays their fair share because they're paying based on the amount of waste they generate. Now, you might say, well, there's a point at which if you are really successful in recycling, your bag fee isn't going to cover your recycling costs. No town in this area is even close to that. I think you'd have to be at, I want to say 60, 65% recycling in order for, you know, those costs, depending on what you set your bag rate at. But you don't want to penalize people for doing well at recycling. So you want to have a bag fee that's reasonable. And so those are things to consider as well.
Just to clarify, bag fee is for garbage or the recycling bag. Two different fees, one for bag, one for recycling.
The way Act 148 was set up, you would pay one bag fee and it would be for trash. And that would cover all your waste management costs, including upkeep of the facility, labor at the facility, any transportation fees. And some towns do that, but they don't provide curbside collection. Because, and you know, it's interesting because Burke stopped providing curbside collection. And for years they had a $2 bag. Well, that barely covered the disposal costs. It didn't come close to covering their transportation charges for curbside collection. But the way they showed in their budget was that the receipts for the bags were revenue. Well, they are, but it's cost to the taxpayer. So it was a little tricky in there. And if they really wanted to cover all their costs, their bag fee would have been three or four times that. And the law doesn't say you have to cover all your costs. But if the theory was that if you did, people would see the actual cost of what it takes to manage the entire system. And if they're paying, let's say, $8 a bag for trash, but they could get rid of an unlimited amount of recycling for free, you know, that would incentivize people to recycle more. So that was why the system was set up that. But you could charge for recycling if you want.
But you probably couldn't. It would be $15 bag or 10 if you had zero store.
It would certainly be more. You know, I'd have to see, look at your volumes and things like that to really figure out what it would cost. But certainly, as you provide services at a facility, a fixed facility, those costs are going to be lower than traveling up and down all the roads to collect trash and or recycling.
So it was not.
Can we have people identify themselves? You're okay. Just
my name is Carol.
For the, thank you.
So we saw in the PBS news recently that recycling is not paying very well, that their plastics are accumulating and not being bought up by the people who are supposedly recycling them and reusing them. But you're not
to know that.
Able to
we
be paid what it costs to recycle the clean air recycling, like cardboard or plastic or glass.
There are certain things we pay to get rid of. Plastic is not currently one of them. Glass is probably the biggest example of something we collect, you know, a fair amount of, that we have to pay to get rid of, but it's still cheaper than landfilling the material. There's been a lot of talk lately about plastic because years ago, the plastic industry decided to get out ahead of the game and create this labeling system. People think that recycling professionals set up that system. It was the plastic industry. And they set up a system where they labeled plastics 1 through 7. There are way more than 7 types of plastic. So you have 1 through 6, and then 7 is other. And that could be, you know, 40 different things. And so the plastic industry did this to encourage the recycling of their materials. Right now, 1s and 2s and 5s are about the only plastics that are being recycled on a large scale. You don't see too many 3s, especially in like consumer food products. You do see a fair number of 6s. The in delis, the kind of clamshell containers, they're either a 1 or a 6. Unfortunately, those 6s don't get recycled. So there is some truth to that not all plastics are being recycled. But we scaled back the plastics we accept to accept only those ones that we have markets for. They're not very good right now. We probably only get a penny or 2 cents a pound for plastic, which translates to either $20 or $40 a ton, which is still, you know, on the plus side.
I had very guitar, live in an old cottage lane on the west side, and husband Carol. First of all, we really appreciate all you're doing. I mean, you guys are obviously spending a lot more time than you really are happy dealing just with this one issue, plus you have other issues. It's very complicated, and I'm not sure I understand all the pieces, but when you're talking before, got the feeling that the Casella charges a lot for the what's it called?
Arrow sort,
yeah. So could we, as citizens who get our recycling picked up, is it practical for us to do the sort, or is it too, is it very subtle and complicated and complex that we as citizens couldn't do the sort like Casella would do it?
You could come down to the transfer station. That's what we're really would be the best solution, is people go down there and sort it themselves. not bringing in and drop it off.
With
but
the,
as far as
the attendance.
Yeah.
At the trash
but as far as like you sorting it at home into three
yeah.
different bags,
yeah.
that it really, you know, then the workers down there are still opening bags and
okay.
trying to, you know, money wise, we'll be back to the same problem because we're putting so much labor into sorting down there.
Yeah.
It's most towns, Westfield, I don't know, all of the other ones I went to, they do it where people come in, they have it all sorted in three different boxes and bring it in, dump it into the tubs. It's like 2 minutes, you're in and out, and you know, if you sort it at home,
yeah.
It really works good. We just are a little more spoiled here than most towns.
Yeah, I won't go on and on, but I just want to make sure I understand. Now you're saying the residents finish sorting would be the residents going down to the transfer station, and we could do, you know, we wouldn't have to do it every week because do it whenever we felt okay.
Yeah.
And so when it's open, yeah. And so we bring these, how many bags? We go down there, and with the help of the who work there, we would sort it. Would that save a lot of money?
Yeah, because then Paul would take it at the cost of the waste district is, you know, way cheaper than sending it by zero sort. That's where it's costing us so much is the trucking part, end of it. And, you know, they have all of the machines where they
yeah.
it separates it, but the cost is real. And it, like John said, it going up 7% every 6 months. That's where everybody's furnishing the labor to separate. It saves the town.
Yeah, but I mean, that seems like a reasonable solution to me, because that way you could, you know, if you only decided to do it once every 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you could also bring in all your branches and everything else that
yeah.
want to dispose of it.
Yeah, right. The facility will take, you know, organic waste, yard waste, as well as all of the recyclables and as well.
And composting and burn.
Composting too, and, you know, refrigerators, heavy metal, it's all there.
Well, thank you.
So have you been down to the transfer station?
Any
you
time.
Folks aren't only for 50 years or so. Oh,
okay. You got somebody else on.
Well, I've seen a lot of contamination. Name? Oh, Lori Layson.
Thank you.
Hi. I've been seeing a lot of contamination going into the single stream. No sort. And from people that are out of town. And it's really a kind of a tough responsibility for the attendants that are working down there to call out people, but it's really necessary. And everyone knows or should know what the rules are for recycling, but it's easy for them to just toss it into no sort, and it happens a lot.
Peggy Zimmer, Westmore. And it's probably a question for him, but if we were to make everyone do their own sorting, would that be the solution? Would be break even, or do you have to get rid of the pickup too?
No. It would, if we could get everybody to do it, you know, 75%.
Then we could still afford pickup every week.
We have to, again, the three biggest costs are the zero sort,
yeah.
the labor, and the pickup. So be some combination of that. Could still do pickup. But as Paul said, might do it every other week or do it alternately.
Just to be clear, you'd have to sort a minimum of six categories.
So it's not possible that we could
do it? It's possible, but, you know, you're talking about multiple containers with bags perhaps inside those. You know, you might not generate a lot of glass, so maybe that could be in there loose, but you know, paper has to be separated from cardboard. Tin has to be separated from aluminum. So, you know, those are things that...
But wait, if we were all willing to go to the dump and learn those separations and do them, that would be a solution to the budget issue?
That would be considered a success.
I am Chris Houck. I'm new to the town. I purchased up on North Beach. I used to work in Waterbury. I live in New Jersey now. Judge me, but I've probably got a couple comments. But down there where I live in New Jersey, they do zero sort, and it's true. They only collect one, two, and five. And people throw everything they possibly can in there. And they struggle to handle all of it. And it's, you know, it's a very large scale. Makes me wonder if, yeah, you know, even if you like came up with like a bin, you know, maybe not they'll have to like have as a requirement, but if you do like a bin coloring system, right? That make it easier. Because I kind of remember when I was a kid, like we had a blue bin and a yellow bin and then like another bin for, you know, recycling aluminum, glass, cardboard, all those things. It did seem like it was easy, you know, easy for people to remember. It makes me wonder if you could maybe like, all, you know, everybody could do zero sort and, or not zero sort, everybody can do sorting themselves. And then for those who want to like pay into a system where they don't have to worry about that, you know, even if whatever price it is, right? Say they don't care and they just won't want to deal with it and they just want to do it. I'd be curious to see if that's something that you could potentially offer for the town. So if you have everybody who wants to do sorting and then everybody who doesn't want to do sorting pay into something, kind of like you're saying with the restaurants and stores and everything like that, like that's very common everywhere else, right? Town and businesses and restaurants.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because that's typically how it works. And every town, not every town in the district has a transfer station, but many do. And, you know, I looked at the numbers a few years back, 80% of what comes out of a town with a transfer station goes through the transfer station.
Right.
And the reason is because it's far cheaper to transport it yourself,
right,
and participate that way. But 20% of the people have made that decision,
right,
to pay for a service outside the system. And I think that's perfectly acceptable. If you don't have the time or the
right
patience or whatever, pay for a private hauler to come
right
in and pick up both.
That way you give everybody freedom of choice, right?
Yeah.
So it helps the town and it helps everybody in the town because they're not breaking the taxes on it. You guys get to keep operating that. And it helps the people that don't want to deal with it because they still have the choice to pay and something.
Right.
Well, I just want to clarify. You had said if you offer trash pickup, you have to offer recycle pickup. If you get rid of recycle pickup, can you still offer trash pickup?
No.
Okay. So if you go into the transfer station, it would be for everything.
Most commercial haulers, in fact, all commercial haulers are required to provide both services.
Yes.
Because of the state law.
But the resident would have to go.
They don't.
Well, some do, some don't. But there are plenty who could service Westmore who do.
Yep.
But if people didn't want a private and they chose to go sort at the transfer, they'd also have to bring their trash if the town decides not to do recycle curbside. We would no longer have trash curbside. Is that what you had said?
Yeah. Although I think if you really wanted to, you could still participate in the town's recycling program and contract with a private hauler to come get your trash at your house.
Right. Okay.
That's
personally,
a little different. Yeah.
As
right
a resident.
As an individual.
As an individual.
Not as a town.
Right.
I have a question. So I know that you guys pick up one day for trash and one day for recycling, Dan. Would it be, is the truck big enough to pick up both the same day?
No, because we're running 2 o'clock on most days for everything. So.
And which is your biggest pickup?
Recycling by far. That's what takes the longest.
And they haul the trash direct, still doing that, right?
Yeah, we're hauling
the
trash
direct
to Casella.
To the landfill.
We're
so
trying to
mix the load that wouldn't
yeah
work.
And we're trying to save from having so much go to the transfer station and have them haul it, which costs more.
Just figured it.
Yeah. Yeah. Even like the recycling, you couldn't do it every other week. I mean, like I said, the guys are doing a load and a half, two load now. If you did it every other week, you're talking 4 loads. So how could the guys get through it by the end of the day at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock? They couldn't do it.
I just want to clarify something that came up. I thought when I suggested that, you know, taking our recycling down and getting help and putting it in the right bins, that would help you guys, or it would help us in terms of the cost. And can we do that at the same time we also have trash pickup?
Not according to state law, right?
Right. If you have curbside trash pickup, you have to have curbside recycling pickup.
Do you know why that is?
The law.
I'm just curious why.
If people had easier access to curbside trash, they wouldn't recycle. They put everything out. That's the theory behind it.
If you choose to bring your recyclables down to the transfer station, I think, which you were alluding to would happen, your trash goes right into the Myers dumpster. So you brought your recycling down, bring your trash, and put it in. Same time.
It's just, I think we like this weekly trash pickup, and and we'll take our own recycling down.
Oh, I see. Well, there's.
But somebody wants to ask a question right there.
He still doesn't have an answer.
He's trying to finish here, so.
Now, they are guys that will pick up, like Paul Breck used to. Now it's share or something for like $35 a week.
Or
if you figure
on how much it is, how many bags you have. Some people pay $15 a week. Some people pay $35 a week.
15 a month or 35 a month.
15 a week, she said.
A week.
Well, I thought so. Yeah. Anyway, there are private haulers who will pick up both trash, but not just your trash, not recycling them.
But if you figure 2 bags a week and you're paying $10 for the bags, it's about the same price to hire a private company to do it. So
I think I might be able to clarify what your question. As a private individual, you can use the public facility for recycling and contract privately for trash. The town cannot pick and choose which service they want to offer. If they're going to offer curbside trash, they have to offer curbside recycling. But you as a private individual can seek the level of service with a mix of public versus and private.
Yeah. And I understand what you were saying, that look, if you're going to bring your recycling down, it's not that much more bringing your trash in.
To the same house, recycling and facility.
David passing now. I'm over Miles Lane and didn't realize that in my taxes I'm paying for recycling and garbage, because I bring all my stuff to the transfer station because I compost as well. But I'm also over in Chittenden County, Chittenden's solid waste in Hinesburg. And over there, so there is, it's private carrier only. So I again use the transfer station. But if we don't have garbage, we are charged a minimum fee for our recycling. So if I bring one bag of garbage, my recycling's free. But if I just bring recycling, I paid $3.
And that's common in privately owned and operated facilities.
That's town.
It isn't, though.
It's a town transfer station.
Well, then maybe Hinesburg.
It's part of Chittenden's solid waste district.
Maybe they made the decision to do that then. But that's rare that a public facility would do that.
It's Chittenden solid waste.
No, I understand.
It's the district that has decided that. We've looked into that. But the other point is, because it's tax supported, should we look, as you do this whatever transition, how much is coming in from outside the town by stickering or whatever, because that's where we should be charging, I would think, non-residents to pay a fee for trash they may buy the garbage bags, but the recycling, you're saying, is 2-to-1 or 3-to-1 for the garbage. That's a cost that we should consider charging for non-residents.
And before we go to another question, that's exactly why the state said you should set your bag rate to cover all your costs.
Yeah.
Because if your bag rate is set to cover all your costs, you don't care where it comes from.
Right.
Because it's being funded by that bag fee. And so if someone wanted to come up the road from Sutton or Newark, which I wouldn't blame them because they're right there, then it wouldn't be a concern.
So how does Westmore do it? How do you set your bag fee? I've forgotten. How do we set it based on the total cost?
That's what was what John would probably have.
Yeah. So when we adjusted the bag prices a year ago,
yes,
we were doing it solely to get the tipping fees, household trash and tipping fees.
Oh.
Construction trash to cover that. Because that's the only place we charge there.
You did not factor in the cost of collecting recycling.
Our understanding is probably incorrect. What we could do with recycling has been working with Paul and some other folks where we found out that there are other options available to us that we did not know about a year ago. And that's why the discussion has gone further now. So it's an evolving discussion in terms of how we manage it.
Well, now that you know that, did you work out a figure that, well, we're paying so much for a bag now, for the green bag and the blue bag, what is it that it would go to continue the process that we're doing?
I think we had, before doing that, we wanted to have this open discussion to get other ideas as well, like stickers.
I understand.
Like
the other
cutting down the labor costs by I know we can't do it, by reducing the pickups, that kind of thing.
But the other thing is, too, is so I have a dumpster, and if I put out recycling for the town, I'm not paying that bag fee. And I know there's a lot of that goes on in the town that, you know, you pay for a dumpster, you're not paying for the bag fee. That's not going to help you offset the cost of that recycling by zero sort. It would if people bring their recycling down and sort it.
Sort, yeah.
That drops that whole scenario, which would help balance things out a bit too.
Yeah. And Paul, actually, for my own clarification as a citizen, I heard St. Jay has a bag fee for recycling.
They do. It's also a privately owned and operated facility.
It is, okay. Yeah.
Most public facilities have set their bag fee to cover their costs,
okay,
which include recycling. And we purposely don't charge a lot to encourage more recycling. And that's why, you know, I think our system works well in towns that have a central facility where people are providing labor to sort their own materials.
Right.
It keeps the bag fee down and it still covers all the costs.
But then would we have the option for those folks who are too busy or who are willing to pay to have the recycle taken away? Would we have the option to charge a bag fee for zero sort?
Absolutely.
Okay. So if people want to bring it down to the transfer station, sort themselves, it'd be free, essentially. But if you want to put a bag out curbside, it'd be a bag you'd have to purchase from the town for a price, and you could use that bag for recycling.
Yeah, and you could set that fee to cover the cost of your zero sort.
But that would also be pickup, right? John, you're talking about picking up then zero sort bag and also paying for the dumpster of Casella and so on, and right?
Yeah, but we'd be getting a fee for the bag.
For the bag, that one fee for the bag would
that would help offset those costs. Because what I've heard is we can't do away with the pickup as long as we do trash pickup.
Yeah, if we get rid of it all, we probably wouldn't have to increase.
I mean, and the other thing I didn't say at the get-go either, another option for the town, and Burke went this way, is that the town got out of the trash business, and it all went private carrier. So that's another option.
So my name is Britta. That's actually the question I was going to ask, like how invested is the town in doing this recycling and trash at all? Versus getting out of the business and having it go private. And so I'm curious if there's thoughts on that. And then the second thing is related to the tax funded aspect for the ideas that have been talked about already here. Would that then remove the tax funded projects on our tax bill currently, or it just would increase more?
It wouldn't increase.
But at the rate. It would be there.
Because, yeah, unless everybody moved over it could still be that.
Okay. Because I would be in favor of it going away since you're looking for feedback.
Yeah, no.
But she's asking, John, if it's totally gone, if the town got out of the business totally.
Oh, yeah.
Transfer station.
Business totally.
If you close the transfer
station.
Close the transfer station, then yes, 100%.
every additional revenue stream that we get would bring it down for the transfer.
But I will tell you, if you don't provide curbside collection of any sort, it's way easier to cover your costs with your bag fee at your fixed facility.
Absolutely.
Many towns in the area do that. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer. People bring the trash to you, you throw it in a container, it gets compacted and hauled away. And again, our fees are set such that, you know, we don't want to penalize you for recycling more. You would pay a little bit more if we got more volume from, but not not
what we pay this out.
Yeah.
No, nowhere near.
Good.
Lori Lakin again. So there would still be the option, you could either buy the bag or you could have your whatever contractor bag weighed at the station like we do now.
You don't have to weigh it. You're paying for the bag up front. It doesn't really matter what you put inside of it.
He's talking about a separate.
Because right now I go to the transfer station with my own bag.
A black bag or something.
Right.
So it goes under the CMB.
So it gets caught and weighed.
But that's household trash.
Right.
Because you don't have the town bag, they're doing it by weight.
Versus
the bag.
Right.
Carol Casey, I'm just wondering what the thoughts are with the businesses. I know they put out a lot of the recycling, and that is a big cost to us as taxpayers. And I'm just wondering
the pickup of that and the volume. Dan, do you have a comment about that?
Carol, what businesses are you speaking of? Because I know everything I do is zero sort. It's not, I mean, we sort it all when we bring it down. You know, so
if you bring it down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But like the Airbnbs, like if you're going to segregate businesses in this town, the biggest driver of this increased cost is Airbnbs, in my opinion. It's not the store. It's not the campground. It's people who come from out of state and throw everything in one bag and leave.
Yeah, so they're not paying for it. Or they are using garbage, town garbage bags, or are they not using?
I mean, I'm good with hauling all my own trash, recycling down to sorting it. I've got no problem.
So I think, was your question answered?
Yeah, I mean, if they're bringing their stuff down, that's a non-issue. But if it's being picked up.
Right, it's in the transport pickup, right, Dan?
On the recycling side.
Yeah, I mean, if they bring it down, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly the recyclables, though, right, Dan?
Yeah. Yeah, the trash isn't that big a deal. It's the recyclables that takes the time. So.
Cool. Any other comments?
Questions?
Okay.
Olivia Bernard. So is there a scenario where we'll just be, is it cut and dry both ways? Either we do it or we don't? Or is there like, oh, some of us are going to try and offset costs and bring our stuff down, but then people still aren't, so we're still paying for it. So like, is that a scenario or is it we do or we don't? Because if I'm going to put all this effort in and still pay for it, then that's not a point to me.
Right. I think it's somewhere in the middle, because I don't think we're going to get everybody to bring their trash down, but everybody who does is going to help tip it in the right.
But that's good if you eliminate curbside collection. Then
if you shut off,
everything.
Curbside period.
I'll just say I'm in favor of that option so that it seems fair all around.
Well, and you know, I think there's this thought that if the town doesn't provide the service, that people won't have the service. And that's simply not true. There are plenty of private haulers out there willing to do it. You'll just pay more for the convenience. And that's,
sure.
You know, somebody said, well, what if we put a bag fee on the recycling and they could, I understand the desire to make it easier, But if people want that service, they should just contract with somebody to do it for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Give them a freedom of choice.
Yeah, yeah, it still gives them a choice, but you're not subsidizing their decision by having the town pick up their material.
Yes.
And that's where I think the big fairness issue is, you know, what are people willing to pay for, you know, businesses and other people who don't want to sort their material.
Well, we don't necessarily have that extra money to give, even if we wanted to. So that's where I'm coming from.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Airbnbs would make their own choice one way or the other.
Yeah.
So
right.
that
yeah.
would be taken care of.
They could, you know, they could have
contract.
They could, yeah.
Exactly. Well, and I know for quite a few years, it was always, it was well known, Westmore did all their trash. But if we stop the curbside, you're going to bring in more Casella or Myers, Zach Shayer. You're going to bring those businesses in because they're not going to go, oh, well, we're not going to travel all the way to halfway up Hinton Hill for one guy, because they're going to know that, hey, that whole road's looking for trash pickup now. It's so it'll be cost efficient for them in
providing the service.
Maybe a temporary question. This could be just like a temporary solution while people try to sort out the plan. But has anybody just tried pushing back on Casella, being like, hey, your rates are going up a lot, we're thinking about pulling out, and you know, just like literally laying it out there? Like I don't know how you guys, like when I get like random rate raises with my insurance or something like that, I'm usually calling them out hard, and I either drop them or they lower their price. So it's like, might be something you might be able to do in the temporary solution while we figure out the next step.
How would Casella react to that?
Well, so Casella owns and operates the sorting facility over in Williston. There are other companies like Myers who could provide the service, but they're still at the mercy of Casella for
sure.
The tipping fee.
Right.
So that you might save a little in transportation, but I think you'll find that their rates are very comparable. So you couldn't necessarily threaten them and say, we're going to go with someone else.
Yeah.
But you could say, we're just going to get rid of the service and see if they...
No, I talked to the saleswoman today, and she said she can't even figure the numbers. She has to plug the numbers into an algorithm, and said that way everybody's treated the same. So I don't think there would be any dickering with them to threaten to pull out.
Yeah.
They've got quite a monopoly on that.
Yes.
So what's the timetable? And in other words, after we or you decide a different way to go, when did that happen, David?
That's a good question. Yeah, we talked a little bit about it earlier, and I was thinking the curbside pickup, I think, was under a town vote. So that limits the select board. If it's written up the way I think it might have been, if it isn't, then the select board can change it. But if it's a town vote on an article, then that has to shake it up during town meeting next year. I'm not sure.
But in the meantime, if we can't get rid of it, then we would probably have to increase prices somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Just to be clear, John, if we stopped pickup, there would still be the 3% on the tax bill to manage the transfer station. And then there would be a bag fee for everybody. Adjusted bagging cost.
When you say stop, meaning the pickup.
Right.
If we stop pickup, that 3% that you said is on the tax bill would remain in order to support the transfer station, or would be eliminated because we would raise the bag fee to cover.
Yeah, I mean, if we stopped it, you'd still have to see a bag fee increase to get the 3.6 cents off. Still have to
see. But it'd be through the bag fee,
through usage, yeah,
versus across the board, everyone paying 3%.
Right. The bag price would probably look a lot different, but yes.
But it's based on usage.
Yeah. I mean, I think as well, I mean, if you look at a Casella to do weekly pickups, it's going to be $45 to $50 a month. Right. So we could back into
right.
what does a bag fee look like
to provide the same service and still have the transfer station. But that's the kind of numbers we have to.
I would caution you on doing it that way, though, because you want to take all your costs and divide it evenly among the total number of bags you've generated in a year.
Yes.
That's the most accurate way to determine, you know, I know what you're saying. You want to see if you'd be close to that. But, you know what all your costs are, and you should know how many bags you take.
No, I didn't say it correctly, or it wasn't as clear as I should have been. But yes, we could back into what the bag price would be, because we do know how many bags we sell. And we do know what costs we could would be eliminated.
Right.
By if we didn't do pickup, and then we'd have a smaller number and the same number of bags to divide into what we would have to have for a new bag price. Yeah, because all the bags are purchased from the town, so we have good records on how many bags we're selling or whatever.
There's a question on the computer. Donna?
Actually, the name of the guy from the waste management, could you please say your name again?
Paul Tomasi.
Paul, I was just curious, how familiar are you with other towns that don't even have a transfer station and what they may offer to their citizens is, you know, every Saturday or every other Saturday, there's a place for them to go bring their garbage. And it could be direct with Casella, or it's another private contractor or whatever. Because I'm wondering, how much are we right now as taxpayers per assessed $100 on our properties? Are we paying to running a transfer station, running to pick, do all this and absorb all these costs? Because I know people that live in other towns and it's much more affordable without all that overhead.
Yeah, so there are towns that don't offer services, but they don't have a transfer station. So people would have to seek private services in those towns. Trying to think, Charleston is an example of where there's no facility. Someone say Maidstone. Maidstone offers curbside trash and recycling, so it's a little bit different. No facility. But so my experience has been that towns can provide this service for far less than the private sector because they're not profit motivated. So let's say, Waterford, I keep coming back to Waterford because they usually cover all their costs. You know, they have a $2 or $3 bag rate that covers the cost of disposal, transportation, and their attendant. And like I said, they usually generate a surplus so that they can put money aside to replace their compactor in the future. So, you know, looking at a town like that, and let's just say Newark, for instance, they used to provide labor at their own facility and they couldn't find anybody. So now they have a private hauler doing it. Well, that private hauler has to make money. So naturally, they're going to charge a little bit more than what the town would charge, because the town just has to cover the cost of the attendant, you know, maybe 8 hours a week. If they have hours midweek, you know, maybe another four. Whereas once you introduce the private sector into that situation, you know, they need to make more. So their bag fees are generally $1 to $2 more per bag because of that profit factor being built in. So, you know, it depends on how successful a town wants to be or can be in providing those services. But trash disposal doesn't have to be that expensive. And I think if you were to shave off the travel by the curbside pickup of anything, you'll see that your transfer station would come much closer to covering all its own costs.
I guess what I'm saying, are you familiar with towns in Vermont that they don't have a transfer station. They don't offer trash pickup, but they arrange with not necessarily a private hauler. Say it's direct with like a Myers or a Casella, and they say on every second Saturday or every whatever, this is what's offered to you, and therefore they keep their taxes low because they don't, you know, they're not, they don't have to charge the people for anything for garbage. People become responsible. John says, like, become responsible for what you create and what you do. People become responsible. I guess maybe John could tell us what's the cost, that what's the average cost per 100,000 that you're assessed, that we're paying into the way we're handling the trash now. What would it cost a normal family or household if they ended up having to go private totally? I mean, maybe in the end, maybe it's better. I think Bill said it once, it's better to get out of the trash business and let people take care of their own trash and be responsible for what they do.
Yeah, so John Zimmer, the tax rate we just set for 25, the transfer price is called out. Transfer station price is called out separately on the tax bill at 3.621 cents per hundred. The average assessment in town is $226,000 right now. So that comes out to about $82 per household. But that varies tremendously because it's based on your assessed value.
That depends on...
It depends. Yeah, how much you're above or below the average.
800,000.
Yeah. Yeah. But right now, you aren't priced, it isn't priced on which, how you utilize the service. It's priced on what your property value drives for that 3.62 cents.
Right. That's definitely relative. It's like, so we need to know, is it better to do it that way or you just do it by use?
Yeah, no,
because, I mean, our garbage bags jumped up from $3.50 to $5, and yet we're still having a problem with covering costs. So,
yeah, because the recycling fees have gone from 28,000 in 21 to for 12 months to 33,000 in 6 months this year. It's the you know, gas prices have gone up, labor prices have gone up.
That's
for household trash though. But yeah, but on the household and tipping side, on the waste side, the trash side, we're close to covering your costs. It's the recycling. We get zero revenue for it, and that's what's killing us. And that's the one that's going up right.
Okay, go ahead.
Could we eliminate, it's Lori Lincoln again, could we eliminate no sort without a vote? That
sound good? Yeah, that could be a lot.
Yeah.
The only thing is we're, and I know Bill and Marion talked about it. We're going to check to see how that article was written up to make sure if it's written up the way I think it may have been written up, then it's a town vote. And the town... This is why we're having this meeting tonight. It was, they did away with pickup once. It was less than 2 months, and pickup was back in because it just.
I think
this is like, I don't know how many years ago. It can't be more than 10 or 15.
I think what Joe's asking is if
just is to there develop, just
yeah
to
is there a way to
store.
Have households
at the station, right?
Yeah,
because I know a lot of people are coming from Charleston and Newark. And so if they came and they had to recycle and then they would have to pay for their garbage with the attendant who knows the residents in Westmore, that would eliminate a lot of out-of-town traffic as well.
Mm-hmm. In other words, they bring in their recycling.
The station, yeah.
I've got a quick question for John and Paul, I'm not sure. Who wants to answer it? Why is it that we have a metal dumpster at the transfer station and they come and pick it up, but Waste District gets to pay the check for the metal, not the town of Westport?
Because when that service was established, it was established by the Waste District. And you know, you could get the revenue for the metal. It's probably $40 or $50 a ton. But then we're going to have to look at ways to increase our surcharge or our stop fee
It's not a huge
I just was
money maker, but yeah, wherever we establish that service, we get the revenue for it, like the recycling. When I first arrived here, we were trying to give all the towns rebates based on the volume or weight of recycling that they gave to the waste district. And I think there was this misconception, you know, when the whole thing started, was that if people were successful in recycling, it would pay for itself. And, our budget now is upwards of $1 million. And we're lucky to make $100,000 annually in the sale of recycling. So every little bit, the scrap metal, the cardboard, whatever, that helps to keep our costs down, but it certainly doesn't go anywhere near funding, you know, the entire operation.
I like the idea of trying to do some things in the short term that could be helpful, like if we potentially remove the zero sort and or have people go to the transfer station to do their own sorting. I like the idea of the stickers that someone talked about, like, so that we have people from Westmore going. I think doing anything in the short term will be complicated with the amount of places that are rented and like having people know what's going on and, you know, following through on that. So I think there could be complications with that in the short term that you just have to figure out what to do it. But I would definitely think that then you have the longer term discussion about like, okay, what else? Like I would assume you're going to have short term discussion about what you can do and then a longer term one. Still in favor of removing stuff from our tax funded, because I really do believe that you should pay for what you use. And if you don't use it, you shouldn't have to pay for it. You shouldn't have to pay for someone else's trash service or removal, et cetera. But I do like some of the shorter term things. I think that they could be reasonably successful with some bumps, for sure.
But it is really hard to get rid of the zero sort without getting rid of the curb stop, because then you have everything mixed together and you're relying on help at the transfer station to separate everything. And we've done that in the past and it just isn't a good solution. It's labor costs will eat up any of your savings. That's why we went to zero sort at the time, because our labor was getting so high with our crews separating down there that zero sort.
Having a private hauler pick up a trash exactly in a bag and just leaving them there, and then it was up to the attendants to open those bags and do the sorting.
But that basically the same thing we're doing now, except for we're dumping it into zero sort.
Into one, you know, one of those containers.
Or again. And my question about that is, though, right now, Dan, when you pick up the recycling, you bring it directly to the Casella transfer station, right? Not to ours.
No, it goes to ours.
Oh, it goes to ours. Okay.
And then 2 to 3
trash
guys.
Trash goes there.
Maybe there could be a HIDA zero sort like in the back just for the pickup in the short term.
To do what?
Well,
put a zero sort corner and just
one
do
zero
pick up
sort
for that.
Just for
nobody else
use,
touch
on,
transfer.
So, like on a pickup day. So on a pickup day, you normally add 2.5 to 3 dumpsters full.
Mm-hmm.
For them is what happens.
Uh-huh.
And if you went to like sort it, and that's on two guys, you're done by 2 o'clock, 2:30. If you went to sort it, like you guys are talking about, you need 5 guys, and you'd need like a whole 10-12 hour day.
Well, could you just have those 3 bins in the back and have that be something that's handled by Casella in the meantime until we can have a vote on it, so that at least zero sort to the public is closed down?
What are you going
to
tell
them? When you go to the transfer station, they're responsible for separating their own. When you pick it up, you throw a zero sort. On Saturday, there's no zero sort.
90%, yeah, but 90% of the people right now use the zero sort.
Zero sort, yes,
yeah.
At the transfer station.
Yeah. But
so if it wasn't there, and if it was only for use by
you can try it.
Attendance. At least it's a short-term, you know, stopgap measure, because that would eliminate a lot of the waste that's coming in from other towns.
But would it create them leaving a bag for the crew
that's
to take care of?
That's pretty much what happens.
Instead of that person.
And they take off. They drive off. Your bags get thrown and they take off.
Some aren't too good.
This last question, probably for John. What if we have to figure out this budget? Are we adding $3, $5 to cart to a bag? Do we know?
We'd have to work with these guys.
That's a number that would be really important.
Right. Yeah, and I think it would be a couple scenarios. It would be continue with curbside pickup.
Right.
Here's what the bag price would be. Drop any kind of curbside pickup. Then the bag price could be less.
Right.
You know, so we'd have to step through it. And then we'd have to eliminate the stuff coming in from non-residents.
Well, but I think gentleman was saying is that if we have the right bag fee cost, it doesn't matter where it's coming from.
Right.
Because it's covering the cost. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Right. Because then we don't have to. Otherwise, yeah, we should eliminate. We should charge for non-residents. But if we're charging the right amount on the bag fee, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But and then you don't need a sticker program.
Right.
But if we did that, then there'd also be, and why we need to know somewhat that, is what is that shrunk level of trash we have to take? Because initially, if we did it without eliminating that, the bag price would be higher than it would have to be, because we don't know what we would eliminate.
Right.
You still have people coming from out of Westmore because you can always do the weighing option on the weekends, like on a Saturday, you can weigh a bag that is not a Westmore bag. And so you would still have people coming.
Would have to increase that fee.
I know if you go to a sticker thing, you're going to have to hire someone else, so another guy to police that. So now you got another guy because the guys can't keep up with the way they are. Because, I mean, like 3 years ago when we only had four dumpsters, there was three people working down there. Now we've got two people working down there with seven dumpsters.
The bad fee is set appropriately. You don't care where they come from.
Right. What is the bad fee in Hinesburg?
There's not a bag fee. It's $3 for a regular, it's 5 gallons. So it's $3 for like a standard garbage bag, and then it goes 5, and I think 9 maybe. Yeah, and we can look it up. Shipping solid waste, they set the fee.
But they're 10 gallons.
For the large room, so I mean, that's an expensive pair over there. And I'm talking like the just the regular walk-in garbage. That's $3.
Well, Carol Davis, one of the things that hasn't been talked about that you've alluded to many times, Dan, is that the labor. You know, we don't have enough people working on the crew. And I think you've stated this many times in other meetings that that's one of the problems. There's, employment. And so no matter what we set up, you still might have that part of to try to figure out. And I don't think citizens understand that our crew is really quite small for what the amount of work is required.
Yes.
That's a big thing. You know, you can do all you want, but that's why there's only, pick up for trash one day and pick up for recycling another day, because we only own one truck and we have two guys, and so that's an important factor, I think, to remember.
Yeah. And it seems like we keep decreasing people, because like at the transfer station I started, there was Burton, Jeff, and Riley. There was three down there. And then there was me, Luke, and Darcy at the shop. So, and now we're down to like
three.
So,
would you guys be able to handle the influx of people coming in on Wednesdays and Saturdays?
If you do into the sticker thing?
No. Oh. Well, if we did the sticker thing, or if people came down with their own recycling and went to the bins to recycle, there's two people down there. Without pickup.
Okay.
Would you guys be able to handle the influx of people at the transfer station?
Yeah,
probably not. We probably still have to go to a third guy.
And
because the two guys down there now are busy. They're stretched. They don't have any extra time. They don't break. They don't nothing. They run all day long.
That's where you have to make the people do their own separating. like Westfield does it. They have more or less volunteers, two or three guys that go in. Everybody that comes in, separate, they stand there and say, yeah, cans over there, bottles there. They're not running around separating like we used to do. Everybody has to do their own.
And I think that's going to be a training part on.
Yeah, it definitely would be.
Instead of being hands-on, you guys got to say, no, get out of your car, take your crap and go in there and deal with it.
But we have a lot of elderly in our town, you know, I'm only using her as an example. She just had surgery a couple weeks ago. And if she went down to do it, she wouldn't be able to stand, you know, for a long period of time. And I know the boys are busy. So if she had four bags and she had to go from one dumpster to the other and do it, you know what I mean?
But that's why she brings you.
Right. That's why we don't use the tank.
Well, Derby does it.
Dumpster.
Derby does it where nobody gets out of the car and they got attendants that just dump it for them.
Yeah, they have about five people there, though.
Yeah.
But the other problem is if you come down here, everybody's just throwing bags and running off. Yeah. That's what you're going to have. And then the guys end up turning around and doing it. I mean, you can go down there at any point and see lines, cars backed out to the road, and everybody just drops it off and out the door they go. And if you're busy with another guy, how do you be like, oh, please don't do that? It's already there.
Some of us would volunteer to go down and direct traffic.
Yeah. Well, the guys actually have been asking that for if someone would help because they're that backed up.
We spent money on cameras. We should get those people on the cameras then.
I have a question for Paul. You were talking about other towns and their methods and all, but are they only open one day a week or 2 days a week? Are towns having more time available so that if we were open 2 hours every day, Monday through Friday, and you know it spreads out the work, and you would have your employees, you know, be able to fill that time period. I mean, what do other towns do if they're not doing a pickup and helping to sort? Are they open more?
Most towns of any size have 2 days a week that they're open. And some towns like Morgan is a good example, only open on Saturdays in what we'll call the off period. And then in the summer, you know, Memorial Day to Labor Day, they open on Wednesday.
Well, that's what
that's
we're
doing. Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
But I was wondering if we were open more, but less time, would people say, oh, I'm going to take it down, you know, between 8 and 10 today because my barrel's full. Mm-hmm. You know, and I have a paid bag. Would that be helpful because of the low employment? And
I think the total number of hours that you're open is more important than when they are.
Well, so you've got a lot of tourism in town, and especially in the summer, so it might, you know, it might encourage them to go and move their own garbage or recycling.
And you know, because of that, you might want to consider hours on Sunday afternoon. Newark does that because they have a lot of summer residents around, you know, the ponds in Newark. But then you go back to labor who want to work on a Sunday.
Yeah.
You
know? Right. That would probably.
Yeah. But they're doing it. Mm-hmm. The towns have a mix of hours that seem to fit
their
community.
Town, right?
And people adjust to those hours.
That's right.
You know, because we get a lot of people at our facility and they're like, is there any place to dispose of trash? Well, you know, we've got X, Y, and Z. But, you know, people locally are used to that. They get used to the hours eventually. People who are from outside the area are used to being able to do, you know, get food any time of the day or night, or gas, or whatever it is.
Right.
And trash is no different. There are just certain times of the day or week that you can do that. And eventually, you have to figure that out and make your schedule, unfortunately, fit that.
Okay.
Because towns have the hard time with labor. Every town has a hard time with labor. Sometimes you can't find somebody because you're only offering them 12 hours a week of part-time work. And that may be attractive to a couple individuals, but maybe not enough to get, you know, the three or four people you need on a Saturday down here at your facility.
Yeah, we can't pull any more from Dan because we wouldn't be able to have any roads.
I work on the roads like one day a week.
Yeah.
That's where the Airbnb could be hiring the private contractors. Mm-hmm. And
well, there was a time when they would come, you know, when Jim got done picking up.
Yeah.
You could call around to all of them and no, can't do it, you know. But
because we were offering it for free.
Well, no, it's just that, you said, there was one up the hill and one over there, but that was not enough to make it happen. Now Casella comes to Westmore every Tuesday. You can contract them to come and pick up. Of course, if you're way up in the boonies, they're not going to drive up the road. And you got to bring it, you know, to a certain place out front. But they're in town on Tuesdays.
Yeah. Are there cons to the town to, like, get rid of trash and recycling and, I guess, get rid of, like, the transfer station, and people have to get their own private person to pick it up with whatever con to the town?
Like David had said, that town meeting, if people don't want to get rid of it, they're saying this is the cheapest option, we want to keep it, then it's hard to fight a vote at town meeting.
We don't know yet about what's the cheapest. We don't know how that figures out.
I've seen figures a few years ago, this was talked about, and I don't want to quote the person's name, but I think they did the figures on it, and it was like $120,000 if we hired, in other words, some private person to come in and do all this rather than the town.
I think she's saying, though.
She's saying for,
you know, everybody hire your own.
Right. I mean, that's
at their own residence. That's what I had to do for like 30 years. And then when prices would go up, I'd price shop and find another company, and they were good for a year, and then their prices were the same as the previous one. And so I went through the process again, like every year, but we had sort of done for ourselves.
There's just not enough choices in our little area,
you'd be surprised at how many haulers would come into this area. Someone mentioned it earlier, you know, if they can establish a route to go up Hinton Hill, you know, there's plenty of trash just
that's
there.
That's good to know, because they didn't used to.
The only place that we had problems with, we looked into it, is Old Cottage Lane.
Awesome.
Yeah, because you can't turn around.
Because then, you know what I'm talking about. Trucks are too big.
Too big trucks, too small road.
Oh, but you should, I leave that there. We should see the big trucks that go down there now.
They go down there now?
And turn around. I don't know how, and I'd love to know what.
I know, that's all I heard, though. We're not going to go down there because of our mirrors and everything else. Good
job. I'd like to ask people why we have you here. I mean, I think Paul made an important point. There are private haulers there. There's always going to be a profit laid on top of whatever they charge. I mean, how much are people willing to pay for a bag to cover everything? So now I think it's $4 and $5 a bag, I think. It's four for blue, five for green. You know, is it 1.5 times that price? Is it 2 times that price? Where would we cross that line where you would not be interested in having the town do it? And we'd have to crunch the numbers, but I'd just like to get a sense if this is something we did and we brought it to you and that 3.6 cents goes away, you know, is that worth it?
I think we'd need to know the cost of Casella Myers and as a private,
what's the
to compare.
When we're talking that trash is going to have to go up, but if we get rid of the zero sort, what are we saving? Well, even if we do lose some trash, you know,
right? I mean, I think
we can't set a price. I think it's going to have to fluctuate.
Yeah,
to be able to balance that.
But I think after the first year, it would get easier. Yeah. So the first year, you see where the pricing got you, right?
Yeah.
If you have a surplus, well, that would help the next year in terms of your pricing. Or you use that to fund, if people are willing, that funds other things in town because you've got a revenue stream that you can put into the roads or something that everybody benefits from. So you say any surplus would go into something that that would benefit town water. So you know if we came in too high, you're going to get a benefit somewhere. And then you would see that three, you get
if you
a reward.
If you lose it, you're going to sign down and buy it. And you're still going to pick up recycling. That's what's going to happen.
I mean, I pay $10 a bag because I do so much recycling. I every 2 weeks, I might have garbage. So it's $5 a week. I mean, I go as high as 10 bucks. Personally,
but I think we gotta crunch it, but
I know, but
you have a recycling bag, so what do you do?
No, if we do a zero sort, there won't be a charge,
there won't be a
zero recycling.
Oh, you're suggesting $10 for a zero sort bag,
$10 for trash.
Because we're not paying for zero sort. I mean, there's a cost to zero, but we don't pay for that. Mm-hmm. But bring up the garbage cost, I mean. Again, I know I generate very little, so it's like.
And that's basically what the private carriers do. They charge you for the trash side,
and
they provide enough for the recycle.
And they're going to charge you.
But it's in
and you're on a regular schedule, so you can pay that, you know, where.
Yeah.
Depending on what we generate, it might be go 3 weeks. So that $10 only $3 a week, you know, versus, you know. But I'm saying, personally, I go.
Right. And then if you do want to come down to the transfer station and sort it yourself, then
I think the conversation's raise that fee and it's still zero sort.
Yeah.
I think if you
go into the separate sounds like a
if you raise the fee, people are just gonna stop buying the bags like they have in the last year or so.
And
still,
they'll probably weigh
it, but then they'll probably just stick out recycling. Because that's what's happened. A lot of people in our bag sales are way down from they have in previous, and people are still putting out just as many stops as recycling. So I think you'd see people stop buying the bags, but still using the recycling.
Rates are garbage,
a lot of people are paying other people. Like I've seen, so like a lot of people on our pickups are using Myers, Casella, and Zach Share, but they're using the recycling system. So that's what you're going to see, but they're still going to use your guys' recycling system.
So it's just gone.
So you won't get the bag price for the trash.
Because at the end of the day, when Andrew used to sell bags at the store, 2 years ago, they're 18 cases a year. I don't even think we sell, 10 now? 7 to 10?
Well, lately we've been busy.
It's picking up. It's nowhere near what when they sold it and they sold it.
Yeah.
Because they were doing, almost 20 cases there.
Last year we had a good boom because we increased the price and we advertised it. So there was a lot of pre-purchase.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that this year, but it's still going at a good clip. So.
I don't know if you know, David.
But I can tell 10 people in town, I ain't going to say names, but they're using other sources, but using it recycling.
Right.
That'd be an argument.
Well, if we did away with curbside completely, if we did away completely, you lop off $10,000 right away on the labor side.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, we raise the bag prices.
If we bake it into the bag price, then...
We have a question here, too.
Okay.
The comment about less bags, you got to remember when you raise the bags from 350 to 5, quite a few people bought a whole case. So that's why you're also, the numbers are off. And I asked that question earlier, making sure that the money that was put in then is still going to be spread out because they're not being trickled in. There were cases sold. So I'm not even two thirds of the way through my case, not even half a way through my case. So you're not getting money from me because I put up $2,000 in trash bags when he did that. So I mean, so you got that money, the influx, so you can't assume that. But the other thing is if you go to zero sort and then you just increase our trash bags, then you're going back to, we're only holding certain people accountable. The ones that are still going to be doing the recycling aren't paying their share, and then you're going to hit the other people because they're bringing their trash in your trash bags. Let's keep people responsible.
I think there's only like a few people that bought cases though.
Yeah.
Three people in town. Roughly.
Maybe four, but.
Yeah, not many.
I got a question, David. So if we have to go to a town meeting for that, do we have to wait till March or can we have a special town meeting just
you can do a 30-day warning.
Because at the prices we're going, it's already going to affect the taxes. And by the sounds of the people that were here tonight, like I just wondered what your thoughts are.
Oh, I have no problem with thinking
right what now. The rules were on how to do that.
We just need to find out, you know, if we get a book and take a look at it and see how it was written up in the book, if it's in the general, it was voted on, even if it was right. In the general fund, it was still voted on.
We can actually look right now, I think.
If you did a special meeting, do you come up with a proposal and post what it is so that people can...
You do a warning.
Okay.
So you do your regular town meeting, then you do a warning. The warning would state, well, does the town want to continue picking up recyclables and garbage? Because you got to either have both or none at all.
Yeah.
That would be the first step.
Because it sounds like once that step's been taken, it's a lot easier to control down there after the curbside's gone. Should clean it up a bit.
Yeah, our costs would come down to mostly two attendants down there and,
I think you'd see a lot of people get their own, haulers, and then people would have their own recycling. Kind of like what we do now, like Myers would pick up your recycling and Casella would pick up your recycling, and then the people that like going down there and just visiting and doing that, they'd still use it.
Yeah, it is pretty much. I guess the question is,
That's if they decided to go completely away from zero sort, but
unless you hired your own to
zero sort, that's pretty much.
Well, I know Casella's and Myers is super easy. You just flop their bin open, you throw it in there, and they just dump it and they roll off. So, because I had to do it in Barton, so it was super simple.
Thank you.
So, to wrap this up, in other words, everybody, anybody want questions? More questions? All set. So that's about what we're probably going to end up doing. I guess just having a town
meeting.
Yep. And we can decide that tonight because this is a Warren meeting.
Yep.
So are you guys going into a special meeting?
No, we're
okay.
No, it's not executive session. No.
Okay. So did you want
to... Just thinking of chores and transferring him around.
Did you want to know how an article was written last year? Is that what you were looking?
Was it last year or the year before?
I think it was the year before.
Was it before?
No, I don't think last year anything the trash wasn't on the board.
No.
Okay, so go to last year.
Might have been in 22.
Well, there was one year that they asked if they wanted to consider, but now you're checking to see.
I think it's 22 or 23 is something that would.
Yeah.
But asking.
Might be easy if me to run over there.
What year do you think it was? I know it went last year.
Elect a moderator, additional.
Time flies so fast.
Year before was the really two extra.
Yeah, program tomorrow's night. You can leave the chairs up, and I only need one table, and it would go over by the refrigerator. I just put one down, and I was like,
"That's on."
So I don't know. I think there's enough, but I don't need
all the food stuff. Yeah.
But leave the chairs as they are. I don't even think we'll need more than you got out already.
Okay, and then just put the table back there. Just say this back there.
Thank you, Paul.
Like right beside the fridge.
Yeah, but this way.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that'd be fine. Yep. Thanks.
Okay.
I thought we were going to close that.
Even if they did decide not to pick up, you're not going to be able to just cold turkey cut the zero sort out. I think you'd have to dump back down to three, but I don't think you should cold turkey cut it.
I mean,
it's chaos, right?
Not
right.
I
would cut down.
Right, that one that we just.
Yeah, it's one, two, one or two, but.
But even if there's another way around.
I think you get away with three. But I would
take one a month out.
You know.
There have been notified.
Okay, thanks. I think we're going to have
to fire department to notify.
So I was on the phone.
For what?
Yeah. But you got a question about the road closure.
Are you planning on shutting that road down on Saturday or did it end Friday?
It's the 6th to the 8th, which is Friday.
It changed.
Oh, it did?
It's today. Tomorrow morning. It's like 2 days.
Friday, so 6th to the 8th.
Yeah, but it's going to be like 2 days.
Is that what you're saying?
Emergency management has to be...
Because of their office of the road.
They've all been so...
Peter's the one that okayed them to...
Yeah.
Oh. To close it tomorrow.
He's an emergency manager.
Oh, okay. Yep. Thank you.
Because that's why I've been on my phone, because I've been getting my butt chews on why it's closed tomorrow, because me and the other town had an agreement that it was supposed to be closed next week.
Because Charleston's not going to be able to haul gravel.
And he needed one more day. And that's why I said I wanted it next week. They were only supposed to do Bean Hill today. But then when I was at the shop, him and Peter talked when they were at the bottom of the hill, and Peter gave him the green light to close it tomorrow. So now Wendell's mad at me because of it, which may become the town doesn't buy sand from Charleston anymore, the whole deal. So
tomorrow's also the road race. I contacted them and let them know. But Peter contacted Adam. I contacted the fire department. Peter was contacting V-Trans and the sheriff's department. They've been, yeah.
Well, what's the road race tomorrow?
Where they go up the hill on the road.
That's cool.
With all the runners.
Well, they can do that because it's close, yeah. But Charleston's not happy.
Yeah, but there's going to be more traffic because of the detour plus runners. I did let him know.
In the big some of those, just the guardrails section that it's closed for, or what?
The whole thing. They're
all
thinking, they think they get it.
August 9th is Long Pond Road. August 9th.
August 16th.
Ours was the notice I sent out.
No, that's why they bid it with it did. If they bid it with two way, it was going to be almost double the price. Because then you got to have laggers and then you got to get one lane
about. About the other contracts, the same thing.
Yeah, they're all the same. And only two out of 10.
Yeah, I would say because we're not going to close.
We didn't have a big, actually, no, one. So if one didn't win the bid at Long Pond, he redrew his anyway.
It's 22 either.
Talked about it. There's only, actually, they're the only ones that threw in a bid. The other people pulled their bid out.
And that was all in at Long Pond.
It's too simple.
We could look it up and you could add it to Monday night's agenda.
From Morrisville, say, and he didn't want to bring his equipment just for this two-day job. So it's only 2 days he's going to close for. It's not many days.
You get that? We're all done. Yeah, but I thought it's the night.
So I can end the meeting
next week, and then all of a sudden, today at 9 this morning, when they both came over with the shot, they're like, okay, we're going to do it tomorrow. And I'm like, well, wait. Charleston's hauling. And now he's pissed. He is very, very upset.
Did it say stop recording? I can't.
We're old of a week. But when Peter gives him the green light, he's a commissioner.
It's asked me if I want to make sure. Let's cancel. Let's try again.
Some place. It's nothing I can do.
Stop recording. So I'm